Jim Rizzuto wrote a fishing column every Monday in West Hawaii Today for more than 45 years. The first inkling most people had of his illness was when he missed a column in June for the very first time. Rick Gaffney, boat captain, writer, fishery expert, met Jim decades ago.
We were fishing journalists, friendly competitors always. My favorite recollection of Jim finding a really important fact was we had always believed that Hemingway never visited Hawaii. Jim found out through Henry Wishart in Waimea that his father had hosted Hemingway. He had heard there had been this great blue marlin caught in Kona. This is the 20s. He checked out this claim, then went hunting on Mauna Kea. The end result of Jim sleuthing was a book called Hemingway in Hawaii. Jim contributed to this community in a number of important ways. He was a skilled math teacher. So skilled, he wrote a textbook, the number one textbook used all over the country. He was a great chronicler of fishing in Hawaii, specifically on the Kona Coast. He wrote to our local audience. He wrote monthly in magazines all over the world. He had an amazing archive and an amazing memory.
In a 2011 interview, Jim talked of his first writing assignment as a freshman at Rutgers University from a tough professor.
He absolutely loved the story. It was about fishing for catfish and eels on the Delaware River when I was a kid. It was worth an A+.
Jim's final comment in that interview summed up what he communicated in his writings.
This is one heck of a place to go fishing and a magnificent place to be able to write about.
And a great place to raise a family, which friends say remained at the center of Jim Rizzuto's life. Jim's memorial is Tuesday at Honokahau Harbor's Big Game Fishing Club at 4 p.m. From Kona, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.